Hello, it's Joseph here. This is part two of the audio boo that I'm recording this morning, something like the 19th of August 2011. I'm now at Mitaka Railway Station, halfway on along my journey. So yeah, continuing from my previous audio boo, in which I was saying, talking about the advantages of being somewhere for a long time. So yes, this is my, I've now been in Tokyo for 3 years, the longest I've been in any single place, probably since I left home when I was 16 or 17. And so now for many people, what I'm realizing, maybe they may think it's common sense because it's what they're used to. Maybe people have been living in the same place for a long time already, but for me this is relatively new. So having been here a long time, observing the people around me and the projects being carried out around me, what I'm now appreciating is that I've come to understand that what often at the time can seem to be the next big thing and a project that you should, or that I should choose to invest my time in, a project that I can't afford to miss, and if I don't take part in it then I am missing the boat. Often now, with the benefit of seeing how these things often don't pan out, I'm able to better choose where to put my time, or I have to be more careful about where I invest my time. And I guess in a way I've become more skeptical, become more realistic, more aware of the fact that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of ideas all the time, and that's fantastic. But now being kind of comfortable with the Tokyo environment, having that contextual knowledge, and especially having contextual knowledge when it comes to the individual people who are carrying out heading projects and things, then it makes it a lot easier to judge, or it helps to a certain extent to judge what is a kind of valid, worthwhile project. It's also very inspiring. I'm finding it very inspiring because basically it's empowering. It's inspiring because I look at those projects which have been carried out and have resulted in really great successful outcome. That's inspiring. And so having seen these projects go from nothing to something very big, seeing people move on through their careers, that is also inspiring. And the other reason it's inspiring is because it makes me feel that I can do it too. Because I don't see, like beforehand I would have seen people who've been here for a long time and perhaps felt intimidated, or perhaps felt, oh, you know, I couldn't do that, I'm not in that position. But now, you know, I mean, I know this is a simple lesson really, but it took me a while to learn. There's no difference. Yes, they have been here. Some people have been here longer, they've got better contacts and things, which is absolutely key. But fundamentally, the only difference between them and between someone who's doing well and someone who perhaps isn't is that the person who's doing well has been doing things. And that's it. So that I find inspiring because it means I can do it too. So anyway, I need to get on the train in a minute. But basically, very long-winded way of saying, I think I'm learning, and I'm excited, and I have to finish here because I'm out of time. So, thanks very much for listening, and let's hope that I make some good decisions as to what I'm going to do with my time, and how we're going to move forward. All right, take care. Bye-bye.